Hi, in this lesson I'll show you how to warp a spirit pitch dip in Ableton Live 12, keeping crisp transients and adding dusty mids using only stock devices. This is a beginner FX tutorial geared toward drum and bass production, a quick downward pitch dip that snaps in the mix and sits with mid-range grit. What we're going to build, a spirit audio clip that drops in pitch quickly and returns tight, punchy transients so the dip reads clearly with drums. A parallel mid dust chain that adds grit to the mids without smearing the attack. A workflow to render the final sound as a single clip for reuse. Devices used: clip warp and transpose envelopes, warp markers, EQ8, drum bus, compressor, erosion, saturator, a return track for parallel processing, utility for gain, and optionally freeze and flatten to render. Let's walk through it step by step. Preparation 1. Drag your spirit sample into a new audio track in Live 12. If needed, select the clip and press Command or Control J to consolidate it into a clean single clip. Set up warp for clean pitch work 2. Double-click the clip to open clip view and enable warp. 3. Set warp mode to Complex Pro. It handles pitch movement with fewer artifacts for moderate shifts. 4. Add two warp markers, one just before the transient you want to preserve, and one right after the transient. Click the waveform and Command or Control click to add markers. These anchors prevent the transient from smearing when you warp. Create the pitch dip 5. In clip view, open the envelopes box. Under device, choose sample, and under control, choose transpose. 6. Draw a short automation curve. Start at 0 semitones, dip down and then return to 0. For rhythm-friendly results, keep the dip between about 120 and 300 milliseconds. Depth options: subtle minus 3 to minus 6 semitones, punchy minus 7 to minus 12 semitones. Tweak to taste. Short dips stay punchy, longer ones become glides. Preserve crisp transients. 7. Add an EQ8 before other processing and high pass around 40 to 60 Hz to remove sub rumble that can blur transients. 8. Add drum bus after the EQ. Increase the transient control to taste. Start around plus 20% and keep boom low so you don't add low mid muddiness. Use drive sparingly. 9. If you want extra snap, add a compressor with a very fast attack of around 0 to 5 milliseconds, medium release of 50 to 150 ms, and a gentle ratio like 2:1 to tame tails without squashing the attack. Beginners can often get away with drum bus alone. Create dusty mids with parallel processing. 10. Create a return track and name it MID Dust. 11. On MID Dust, insert EQ8 first. Use band mode to create a mid-range band between roughly 350 and 900 Hz with a moderate Q of about 0.8 to 1.5. 12. Add a saturator after the EQ. Try soft sine or analog clip. Increase drive modestly. Start around plus 3 to 6 dB, and use dry slash wet if you need less grit. 13. Add erosion after the saturator in noise mode with a low amount, between about 5 and 20%. And a narrow width. This adds subtle tape slash noise texture that reads as dust. 14. Send some of the spirit track to MID Dust and blend the return level low. Start around minus 12 dB and bring up only until you hear a tasteful mid grit, without wooliness. Glue it together and automate balance. 15. Automate small changes to preserve transient clarity. You can raise drum bus transient briefly at the dip, or automate the MID dust send so the mid dust is reduced during the first 30 to 70 milliseconds of the hit. 16. If the dip creates unwanted formant artifacts, use the clip's complex performance control and nudge it until the vowel character sounds natural. Render the processed result. 17. When you're happy, freeze the track and flatten to bake the warp and effects into a new audio clip, or resample the track to a new audio track if you want the dust printed in. Freezing is great for CPU savings. Resampling or recording the post-effects output will give you a single reusable clip. Quick settings to try warp mode. Complex Pro transpose envelope. Roughly minus 7 to minus 12 semitones over 120-300 ms for a typical DNB dip. EQ8 HP. 40-60 Hz drum bus transient. Plus 15-30% mid dust. Band pass 350-900 Hz right arrow saturator drive plus 36 dB right arrow erosion 520% blend the return subtly, then increase to taste. Common mistakes to avoid: using repitch mode that changes timing and can sound unnatural unless you want that resampling effect. Not anchoring warp markers around the transient. Without anchors, the transient will smear. Saturating the whole track. Full band saturation removes transient clarity. Use a parallel mid-band chain instead. Overdoing erosion. High amounts turn grit into hiss. Start low. Heavy compression before shaping transients. that removes the snap you want to keep. Pro tips: emphasize attack with drum buss before adding saturation. It preserves clarity. Make MID duster returns so you can reuse the chain on other elements like hats or percussion. If the pitch dip causes vocal formant issues, adjust Complex Pro's formance control. If CPU is tight, render the warped clip and then apply the dust chain to the rendered audio. For extra focus, try duplicating the track, low passing the duplicate to isolate mids, saturating that, and mixing it under the original. Mini practice exercise: make 3 variations from the same spirit clip and save each as its own consolidated clip. A short sharp dip, -6 semitones over 150 ms, drum bus transient +25%, minimal mid dust. B deep dramatic dip, -12 semitones over 300 ms, slight formant tweak, stronger MID dust send. C micro drop, -2 to -3 semitones over 100 ms, strong drum bus transient, almost no mid dust. Recap: you've learned to create a readable pitch dip by using Complex Pro and warp markers to protect transient edges, drawing a transpose envelope for the dip, emphasizing attack with drum bus and light compression, adding a parallel midband dust chain of EQ right arrow saturator right arrow erosion on a return, and rendering the result for stability and reuse. Final reminders: keep the dip short for punch and break heavy DNB sections, confine dust to the mids so it doesn't smear the attack, and always audition the dip in context with your drums and bass. Small changes to dip length, depth, and mid-band center produce the biggest musical differences, so tweak those first. Go ahead and experiment. Try different depths, timing, and mid-band settings until the spirit dip sits perfectly in your mix.